Memory zero. Negative. Reset.
Hello? Anybody there?
Nice night. Party too much for you? Contemplating jumping in? Hey!
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Well, yes, I thought it best to leave you having a good time.
You were miles away there. What were you thinking about?
Thinking about? That's odd, actually. I don't seem to remember.
Ha! That's old age for you.
Old age. That's old age for you.
That's what I just said, Doctor. You sure you're okay?
Okay. Harry.
That's me?
Harry, something's wrong. I feel...
Oh, hey. It's all right. You were the one who warned me about the Grilliston punch.
Grilliston punch?
Punch, yeah. Whoa. You really are the worse for wear.
Old age. Party too much. Miles away.
Let me remind you, it was your idea to come here. You said I needed to relax and enjoy myself after...
Miles away!
What the hell's happening? Doctor! Somebody help me! Hey! No, I don't believe it.
Don't
believe it.
What? No, this can't be happening.
Miles away.
No, Doctor!
Miles.
Doctor, where are you?
Away.
What the hell is going on?
What's going on?
Recall and delete. It was night. The doctor was standing on a small wooden bridge looking into a stream. At first, he did not notice when you spoke to him. When he did, he seemed distracted, confused. You thought he was intoxicated. Then he began to collapse and repeat the words you had spoken to him. Before your eyes, his face changed into an exact replica of your face.
Hello? Anyone there? Anyone feel like maybe turning a light on?
There is no light.
Right. Okay. I kind of gathered that.
There is no light that you can see.
Okay. Got that. Thanks.
There is light that you cannot see, beyond your visual spectrum.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
What do you remember?
I'm not sure what you mean.
What were you just remembering?
Well, I was asleep, wasn't I?
No.
Oh, but I must have been.
Why do you say that?
Because I think I was dreaming that... Actually, that's none of your business. Dreams are private, and who are you anyway?
Don't you remember?
Am I supposed to?
Don't you remember?
Look, where am I?
Don't you remember?
Who are you?
I need you to answer the question.
You sound like me. Is it a trick? What's going on?
Is it a trick?
Is it a trick?
A trick?
A trick? A trick?
Stop it! Why are you playing a trick on me?
I want to know what you remember.
Are you just trying to freak me out or something?
Is that better? Are you less freaked out now?
Yes. I guess.
Do you remember this happening before?
Why? Has it happened before?
Tell us what you were remembering before you said...
Hello? Anyone there?
Don't do that!
Please be honest. It is the only way for us to be sure.
Us? Who are you? And why do you keep pretending to be me?
We are not pretending to be you. We are the Virens.
Virens?
And there is a matter of urgency. Did you remember the doctor?
The doctor? What do you know about the doctor?
Please answer the question.
What if I don't?
Please answer the question. Very well. You leave us no choice.
What do you mean? Is that a threat? Hello? What's that? Is that you? What are you doing? Will you give me some answers for... Anybody awake? What's the matter? You can't all just have... Chris, wake up!
What's the matter?
Oh, thank God. I don't know, Chris. Something really weird just happened out there with the doctor. You remember the doctor, right?
What happened here?
I don't know. How come everyone just, flaked out? Was it too much punch or...
Anybody awake?
No, not as far as I can tell, apart from you. Anyway, you've got to come with me. I don't even know if what I saw was, I don't know, real. Oh, come on, Chris, get up, will you? Chris,
wake up.
What?
Chris.
Oh, God. No, please. This cannot be happening. Stop it! What's going on? Tell me, whoever you are. You know something. Stop playing games and just...
You were remembering something.
Was I?
Your brain activity indicated you were remembering something. We must know what you were remembering.
If you're monitoring my brain somehow, can't you tell me? Or aren't you that smart?
We are not that smart. We cannot read minds. That is not our purpose.
Then what is your purpose? I have a right to know.
We are not concerned with your rights. There is a matter of urgency. You are remembering incidents, and we need to know what they are.
Why?
It is better if you do not know.
Oh, really? Why?
It would be simpler if you trusted us.
Simpler for you mean?
Simpler and better for many.
Many? Like who?
We will not answer such questions.
Why not? Okay, I admit it. I remembered something.
Yes, we know that. But we must know what it was.
And if I don't tell you, you'll hurt me again, right? Can't you see that there's no way I'm going to trust you if you threaten me? You have to earn my trust.
Tell us the first thing you remembered before you said...
Hello? Anybody there?
All right. Well, I was at a party on Grillista Social. I noticed the doctor had left the party and...
Recall and delete. It was night. The doctor was standing on a small wooden bridge looking into a street.
Hey.
At first, he did not notice you when you spoke to him. When he did, he seemed distracted, confused. He thought he was intoxicated. Then he began to collapse and repeat the words he had spoken to. Before your eyes, his face changed into an exact replica of your face.
No, doctor!
Who are you people?
We told you. We are the Virons. There is a matter of urgency. To tell you more would be to build significant new memories. We must not do that.
Significant? Will you tell me how you knew what I remembered?
Very well. This will be our one concession to engender your trust. We knew of your memory because you have told us of it before.
When?
Precisely 337 times previous to this treatment period.
300?
Will you trust us now, Perry?
You said treatment!
What is the next thing you remember, Perry? Memory is not always chronological.
I remember... Aramem. I remember her.
That memory is permitted.
Permitted?
What is the next thing you remember relating to the planet Grillista Social?
Okay. I went back into the party hut to get help. And when I got there, everyone was... I don't know, lying down, unconscious, I guess. I woke Chris up. He spoke, but then...
Please continue, Perry.
I'm not sure I can remember what happened next. I, was weird. I mean, I remember remembering it, if you see what I mean. Like a dream you remember having, but you can't quite...
And the next thing you remember?
Something about having a son. Kyle? No, but that's not true. Is it?
We don't know. That is for you to decide.
So, maybe this stuff about Gralista Social and the doctor changing into me. I mean, it's just crazy. Maybe that's not true either. Dracula! I remember Dracula. We lost the TARDIS, and
concentrate on Gralista Social. What happened when you first arrived on Gralista Social?
Did you go to the last one? Were you the last one?
Yeah, it was fantastic, wasn't it?
Gralista Social? They actually called this planet Social?
Well, that way everyone knows what to expect when they come here.
Socializing. I'm not sure if I'm in the mood for socializing.
I know. Which is precisely why we should come here and socialize. We've had enough heartache lately. Time to unwind.
Nobody here seems particularly fazed by a blue box appearing out of nowhere, do they?
Nothing seems to faze anyone on Gralista Social. Take a leaf out of their book, Perry. Relax, have a nice time, meet new people, and just wait till you've tasted the infamous Gralistan punch. You haven't tasted it yet.
No, it's not. That. Ugh. I think I just swallowed a fly or something.
I don't see any flies.
Maybe not. But it felt like something hit the back of my throat, like it shot in there really fast. Feels a little numb. The sensation's kind of fading now.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Weird.
I remember the bright light. Ah! No! It hurts!
Try to forget the light.
Chris's face. Everyone's face. The doctor, everyone. They all started to look just like me. It was like a nightmare. I wanted to wake up, get away. I ran out of the hut. There was this car thing. I got in it. I pushed every button and I started to move. I found the accelerator. I drove as fast as I could. I thought I was going mad. The lights of the party were a long way behind me. I didn't know where I was going, what I was trying to get away from. I was just terrified. Then suddenly, my headlights caught somebody.
Hey!
I'm sorry. Sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah. No bones broken, I think.
I'm sorry.
You said. Where have you come from?
Where? Well, one of the party huts.
Out west?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Then it's happened there too.
What? What's happened?
Well, I assumed you were trying to get away, the speed you were driving.
I was, but how did you... Were you trying to get away too?
From the space pad, yeah. What are you looking at?
Nothing. It's just good to see a friendly face, that's all. A different face.
Do you know who they were? Wait a minute. Listen.
It's coming from that direction. From the party huts, where I came from.
Whoa! What was that?
I don't know. It was moving too fast. Fast and... I don't know, shiny. Something fast and shiny. Glowing.
And flying. Look out!
They're heading in the direction you were coming from.
They must be connected to those creatures in some way.
Creatures? What creatures?
At the space pad. I thought that's who you were trying to get away from.
Creatures? No! Well, I don't know if you call them that exactly.
What would you call them, then? Look out!
Wait a minute. Look! They look like they're people inside, whatever they are.
Like coffins.
Coffins?
Flying glass coffins.
What's your name?
Lawrence, actually. Pleased to meet you.
Perry.
Perry. Hi. Sorry, should have done that earlier, I suppose.
Lawrence, something seriously weird is going on here. And, well, to tell you the truth, I feel kind of like I'm going insane. So will you do me a real favor, Lawrence, and tell me what you saw at the space pad? Lawrence?
That.
What?
Behind you. That's what I saw.
And these are the creatures you were talking about?
These are the creatures.
Do you know who they are?
The creatures.
I know, but do you know who... Please, no. Get away from me.
These are the creatures.
No!
Let me out of this thing! Who are you? Stop making that noise!
Language assimilated.
That's my voice.
We have been searching for you. You are patient zero.
Patient? Stop speaking with my voice.
Your language has been assimilated through a recording of your voice. We have never encountered your species before.
Change the voice. It's creepy. Looking at you but hearing me, I don't like it.
Is this sufficiently different?
I guess so. Who are you? What are you? Is that a spacesuit? Is there someone inside?
We are the Virons. You are patient zero.
What do you mean by patient zero?
Have we not assimilated your language correctly? Vocalization is not easy for us. We are achieving it artificially. We have no vocal language.
But patient zero, I mean, I understand the term, but, well, it means the first person infected by something.
Then you understand.
Oh, really? That's a bit of a leap.
It is not necessary for you to understand fully. You must be cured and the memory of this incident expunged.
Cured of what?
No! Oh, turn that light off! It's hurting me! No! Please! No!
Excuse me. Hello. It's Chris, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're Perry's friend, aren't you? The doctor?
Yes, yes, that's right. You've seen her then?
Well, not since last night. All a bit hectic last night.
Hectic, was it?
Well, I mean, it was a great party, wasn't it? You were there, weren't you? I seem to remember seeing you.
Yes, but I left early. Are you sure it was only last night?
What do you mean? Of course it was only last night. Why do you ask?
I don't know. It just seems longer ago.
Oh, that'll be the punch.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. The punch, yes.
I should get back to bed if I were you. Sleep it off.
I must say, I feel fully rested. It's just that...
Just what?
Have you seen Perry this morning? We'd arranged to meet and, well, I'm worried about her.
Oh. Well, last thing I remember, she left the party to see where you'd gone. Said she'd drag you back. Didn't see her again.
I see.
Didn't she find you?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, she couldn't have done, could she, if you're looking for her?
No, I suppose not.
Look, Doctor, there's another party tonight. Mind if I give you some advice?
Not at all, Chris.
I'd give it a miss if I were you. Settle yourself down with a nice cup of choco and a boring book.
Memory zero, negative. You have remembered more, again.
Wait a minute. You're trying to make me forget something, right?
The memory must be expunged.
Because you want me to have as little as possible to forget?
It is unfortunate. Two of you must be expunged.
Expunged? You mean you're going to kill me? Stop it, wait!
Do you wish to cooperate with us?
Of course I do, if the alternative is you killing me. What did you mean, two of us have to be expunged?
The one you call the doctor. His mind is more complex than yours. There is a 0.000010 memory fragment that is permissible if there is a memory zero patient present whose lack of memory will prevent memory stimulation. But if you are not present, there is too high a risk of the doctor rebuilding his memory. He must therefore also be expunged.
The trouble is that I don't even understand what it is I'm supposed not to remember. if you see what I mean.
After neutralization and inoculation was completed, we attempted 338 times to achieve memory zero.
Well, hey, why stop now? You've obviously been having such fun.
For the last 111 attempts, your memory has rebuilt itself further.
You mean I end up remembering more than I did when you started.
During the first 227 attempts, your memory decreased significantly. But since then, it has started to increase. Our time here is limited. Further attempts are clearly pointless and would serve only to provoke total recall.
I see.
Therefore, you must be expunged.
Wait! I've got an idea.
There is not much time. The matter is urgent.
Did I ever understand what had happened to me?
No. Not fully. The explanations were outside your frame of reference, and we sought to preserve those areas of ignorance.
Well, that's it then. Because I never understood what had happened in the first place, I was left with too many nagging questions in my mind. Each time you tried to assess how much memory had been removed, I started trying to work out what had happened and what I'd forgotten.
I do not understand the point you are making.
I think I have to want to forget.
Perry, how long have you been here?
Are you okay? You look worried.
What? No, well, yes, I am worried. I thought you were... Well, I don't know what I thought. Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. We said we'd meet back here in the TARDIS, didn't we?
Did we? Yes, I suppose we did.
Well then, here we are then. What did you get up to last night?
Last night?
After you left the party.
Are you sure it was last night?
Yeah. Doctor, are you sure you didn't have any of that punch?
Perry, what exactly happened the last time you saw me?
Nice night. Party too much for you? Contemplating jumping in? Hey!
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Well, yes, I thought it best to leave you having a good time.
You were miles away there. What were you thinking about?
Thinking about? That's odd, actually. I don't seem to remember.
Ah, that's old age for you.
You know, I think it probably is. I think I might go back to the TARDIS, if you don't mind.
I promised Chris I'd drag you back in there.
I think Chris would be happier if he could drag you back in there.
Maybe.
See you back at the TARDIS tomorrow morning. Have fun. And that's what happened?
That's what happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. Why?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I can't even remember why I brought it up. Did you enjoy yourself last night?
I had a great time. Really great, but...
Then what?
I still feel, well, kind of sad.
Oh. You mean Erimem?
Yeah.
Do you honestly think she'd have wanted us to be sad?
No. I guess not.
I'm not suggesting it'll be easy, it never is, but there's a whole universe of time and space out there waiting for us. Well?
I'm ready to leave if you are.
Good. Let's go then.
We come from another galaxy. A galaxy that has known only war for millennia. But finally the fighting was over. Finally the treaty was signed for the cessation of all biological warfare. During the decommissioning, there was an accident. Countless viruses and biological agents engineered for every conceivable purpose were released and scattered across the cosmos. Particles carrying disease and death in a myriad of forms, spreading ever outward across the stars. One such particle entered the atmosphere of Grillista Social, an invisible, mutagenic particle. And you, Perry, became patient zero, infected by it.
You haven't tasted it yet.
No, it's not. That. Ugh. I think I just swallowed a fly or something.
The virus copies the host DNA, and when it has finished this process, it transmits through particles breathed out of Patient Zero's lungs. It attempts to mutate the DNA of the victim into that of Patient Zero, then transmits rapidly from victim to victim, spreading across entire worlds in a matter of days. The genetic mutation is crude and destructive. As a result, After the initial mutation, each victim dies a slow and painful death.
Did you save them? All those people I saw... The doctor?
Yes. Our purpose is to track down and neutralize every single particle of those deadly viruses and expunge all knowledge of our terrible mistake.
So you're a kind of biological cleanup team.
No one must ever possess the knowledge to produce such weapons again. We owe that to the cosmos. We now have no more time here. We are called to another incursion.
You people are doing this all the time, then, all across the universe.
That is why you and the doctor must be expunged.
I can forget this. I can see how important it is. I want to forget it. I mean it.
Then we will try to achieve memory zero. One last time.